Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The BCKFC sponsors a tournament called Dawn Till Dusk, and it's gone on today. Eric Mohabarak, are you fishing it or just reporting on it?
No, I'm just reporting on it, Don. I'm still doing the garden in the yard.
I saw some pictures. Ooh. It looked pretty good. You should have some nice veggies coming out of there soon.
Yeah, I got the front yard going too. But the Dawn Till Dusk thing, it's a pretty intense tournament. You know, a lot of hours put in. People are fishing all around the state, all along the coast. They got 63 anglers participating in it. And, you know, it's a slam tournament. Biggest trout, biggest red, biggest flounder, the one with the most inches wins. It is a catch photo release tournament. There's no actual weigh-in for this one. I believe the announcement will be made later on this evening when they get the final pictures in. But Brendan will give you the results next week on it on who's the winners. But you know, like they got the wine club is fishing out in West Cove, you know, Lake Charles. They got a few people down in Grand Isle that I know of. Also, the Black Sheep crowd is out in Blackman's Parish, and they got a couple over in Delacroix, you know. But I was thinking, if I was fishing this tournament, man, I might try the bridges in the lake, you know, because you could produce all three fish off them bridges. I don't know how the water is out there, if it's too rough, but you could always scoot right on down to Delacroix from there, too, if you didn't get a red, you know, or something like that. I think those two spots would be really good spots to hit this time.
Yeah, Grand Isle would be a good choice, too, because, you know, again, you're looking for three different species and good variety there. Problem with Delacroix is I don't know about the flounder part, you know, the trout and the red.
Yeah.
You could probably do. But anyway, it's interesting the way the tournament's set up, and probably a lot of people got up this morning and they might have had plans to go to one spot, but they looked at the weather map and said, oh, I'm better to go west and stay away from those storms, and this kind of a event allows you to do that. Mentioned
that's a good thing.
The Massey's has that fishing picture tournament. How does that work?
Yeah. Well, that's another catch photo release tournament. Fish picks, Massey's fish picks, and you take a picture, send it in, they judge it, and then they put it up on the board. And it's a year long tournament. And that's a speckled trout, redfish, trout, bass, and it's the longest inches wins. And then they have individual categories for each section, like bass and redfish and flounder and trout. So that's a pretty good thing. And also, so you could double dip on the Dusk Till Dawn, the Massey's fish picks, and then you could also take the fish in to the Star Tournament, because that started this weekend also. So you could actually do three tournaments at one time while fishing this weekend.
Now, the Star Tournament, what is the prize structure for the kayaks, you know?
I believe it's like Southwest, Central, and then Southeast, the four things that are divided up, and you put your fish in, the biggest trout wins. So the one of every top category wins a kayak, I believe, and then, or is it the one who wins the biggest fish and wins the kayak? I can't remember all the rules offhand, but it's something like that, I know. So it's definitely divided up. They've been catching some nice fish during them tournaments, you know. Some are close to 5 pounds. Some 5-pounders have been caught. I think one 6-pounder was caught in the past year or so. But, you know, if you get a big fish, let's say you catch a 7 or a 7.5, you know, do you put it in for the winning the boat, or do you put it in for the kayak division? So you kind of got some choices to make there, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know the timing is right over there in that Calcasieu area, because, boy, I saw some big trout, you know, that came in from that area. And typically that's where the bigger trout is going to come from, either that area or all the way on the east side in the Pontchartrain area. And seems like, you know, the other divisions around Grand Isle and the interior and the central coast, fish are a lot smaller there.
Yeah, it does. It does seem that way, that the bigger fish come from the west than the east, for sure, which is kind of odd. It makes me wonder why. You know, why is
deeper
that?
Deeper water. I think it's deeper water, you know, and bigger fish in those deep water.
Yeah, that's what I think it could be, too, is the deeper water. You know, you never know, though. The fish got tails and they bite. You never know when you're going to get a good one.
Well, Eric, if somebody wants to book a kayak trip, you are one of the few professional, licensed charter captains to take people, and you got the kayaks, and if somebody wants to either do it just on a one-time deal, or if they want to get involved in it and learn how to rig up and how to fish and how to handle kayaks and transport them, you can show them all the ropes. Tell them how to get you. You're on my website, and you got a Facebook page, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on the Don DeBute, the Outdoors Guy, and then Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company, Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, and the easiest way is 504-313-8292. I don't have any problems answering anybody's questions about getting into kayaks or what they need to get. You know, my first thing is PFD always. But feel free to call me, contact me, message me. It doesn't matter. You can come to the demo days. You can see me out there at Bayou St. John with Massey's. Glad to answer any of your questions. Any of the Hobie team that's out there will be glad to help you in any way they need.
How about vegetable gardening advice? You give that out too?
Yeah. Get help. Loads of money. You need help.
You could be the next Dan Gill. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Eric, have a good Memorial Day weekend, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Don. Y'all be safe out there, all right?
All right, good suggestion. That's Captain Eric Mohabarak.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.